Talking to Arshad Mansour can leave you feeling pretty guilty. He's vice president of the Electric Power Research Institute. It's a nonprofit study group. Mansour's organization studies how much power different electronic devices use. Those flat-screen TVs everyone is buying, they're at the top of his list.
Now, as we started bringing in flat-screen, and as the flat-screen prices started going down, television is becoming one of the largest growth segments in terms of electricity use.
And get this, a 42-inch plasma TV can use as much electricity as a refrigerator. Talking to Mansour got me thinking about my own power use. So I asked him a hypothetical question that, let's say, isn't nearly as hypothetical as it sounds.
So if I go through my house and I replace every light bulb with a compact fluorescent, and then I go buy a flat screen TV.
You almost wiped out your savings with one plasma TV and one set-top box that you gained by changing all your light bulbs to a compact fluorescent lamp.
Guess I'm not as green as I thought. Part of the issue, he says, is that people don't replace their 25-inch TVs with 25-inch flat screens. They go bigger. But Mansour isn't saying that environmentally minded consumers should steer clear of flat panel TVs. He's just saying they should shop smart. For instance, LCD models use less energy than plasmas. There are new Energy Star TVs that are up to 30% more efficient than the last generation of Energy Stars. There are now nearly 500 models on the market that meet the standard. Catherine Kaplan leads Energy Star product development for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. She says in the past, the program only looked at how much power a TV used when it was turned off.
Really, it was time to take our energy efficiency requirements to the next level and to focus for the first time on active power.
So they're now including those 5 hours a day our TVs are blaring. At a Washington, D.C. Best Buy, flat screens line an entire wall and half of another one. Richard Glynn can't seem to take his eyes off of Kung Fu Panda playing on a big plasma TV.
I have an old-fashioned, big and heavy, clunky TV.
And what's making you shop?
Envy. I covet my neighbor's flat screen.
And Glynn knows that if he buys a new TV, it will use more energy than his old one.
This very nice plasma I'm looking at here like uses as much energy as a hairdryer or something like that. It's really, really bad.
But he just can't resist. I ask store manager John Zittrauer to show me which ones are Energy Star TVs.
I think it'd be more difficult to show you which ones aren't, because all of the ones that we've been getting in, I would say for the past 6 months or so, have all had the Energy Star logo on it.
So there's a bunch of them out there. And by the way, Zittrauer has plenty of energy-saving advice. First, don't buy more TV than you need. Keep the TV's brightness settings toned down. Plug the TV, the DVD, and all the other electronics into a surge protector and switch it off when they're not in use. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.